Harry.
Hey.
When Harry met Ally.
That's right.
Hey, do you remember last time we spoke? I was actually sitting at home in my pajamas, broadcasting from my couch because I just had surgery.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I was down, wasn't I?
Yeah,
you were down here. Station?
You were in the station with Tim, and I was sitting at home on the couch in my jammies.
I remember that.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm fabulous. Much, much better, and back to full strength, much to everyone else's disgust around me. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
That's great. Hey, one thing I really wanted to talk to you about, because with the Oscars getting ever so close, I guess you'd be rooting for Sandra Bullock, surely.
Yeah, I haven't even been paying attention, so I didn't even realize she was nominated, so that's great.
She's up for Best Actress, which is just fantastic for her role in The Blind Side. But you've done a movie with Sandra, haven't you?
Yeah, we did a whole plots together back in, late 90s sometime.
Right, so was acting always somewhere you wanted to go?
I love to do it. It's a great way for me to kind of be creative in a way other than musical, and I love it, you know, and you meet great people, and it's just kind of a great diversion for me.
So when you do auditions for something like that, because I know I always get really nervous at auditions, and I'd rather that they just rang me and said, oh, look, we want you to have the part and not have to
right.
do the audition. How scary was it trying to get that part?
For Hope Floats, it was... I don't really get nervous. It's just kind of a, like you say, it's a kind of a pain. You wish they would just call you and offer it to you, but it was, it's just tedious. You know, you got to do a screen test, and you have to usually fly someplace a couple of times, and it was what it was, and you do what you do, and sometimes you get them, sometimes you don't. You know.
So where were you, and how did you find out that you'd actually got the part?
Well, that was a funny story because I was going back to Los Angeles from Texas, where the audition took place, and she was going too. And I think she was on the studio plane, and I said, well, can I just hitch a ride with you because I'm going back and I'm not leaving till later, and I'd rather get out of here now. She said, sure. And I remember she was saying that it was up to me and another guy to the part was either going to me or another guy, which I thought was strange that she would say that. and we were facing each other because it was a small plane, and she kind of started to lift her shirt up, you know, and I guess it was, you know, hot on the plane. I'm like, this is kind of weird, she, you know, taking her shirt off. But then written on her stomach was, you got the part. Which was a really nice, kind of surprising way for her to give me that news.
So that just confirms to me that I've always thought she was an absolute scream, that she's a real good laugh.
Oh, she's the best, man. She really is cool. And all of the things that you would hope would be true about her are true. I mean, she's just a great girl.
Yeah. Now, what I wanted to do this morning was just focus on some of the wonderful women in your life. And I know that your mum, Anita, was a fantastically strong woman, and she was a judge.
Yeah, she was amazing. I mean, she died when I was 13, so, you know, I didn't really know her for that long, but the time that I did know her, I mean, she was, you know, just the best thing that ever happened to me, you know. She was an incredible mom and very, very bright and very strong and just, you know, an amazing part of my life.
And I would say that your wife is probably a very bright, very strong woman as well.
Very much so. I mean, in a very different way from my mom, but... You know, Jill has just, you know, been my best friend for, you know, 20 years, and we just, I think, are very lucky to have found one another.
Now, some other fabulous women that you've worked with, you worked with Hilary Swank once upon a time.
Yep, Hilary and I are really good friends, and I just have the utmost respect for her. You know, she's an amazing lady, man, off and on screen, and we've become very close, and she's close with my family, and she's awesome.
Awesome. And Renee Zellweger's another one. Gosh, imagine if you'd had a lineup like that as your girlfriends as a teenager. That'd be fantastic.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that would be pretty cool. Yeah, Renee is another extraordinary person. You know, I mean, these types of people are very rare, you know, and you know, you meet thousands of people in your lifetime, and very rarely do you come across people that are as impressive as the list that you just mentioned. And for me, you know, hanging around them, it's a blessing for me. You know, I feel really lucky to have the chance to work with all of them.
Well, Harry, you know, you I don't know if you have time to play this sort of game, but often we play a game where we say, you know, which well-known people would you like to invite round to your house for dinner? You know, you can have five people. Well, you're always on my list. I always say I'd love to have Harry Connick round for a barbecue and maybe have a nice pavlova and whatnot. But then I'm also a little bit nervous. I feel like I might need to get security in because I understand you've got a penchant for stealing cutlery.
Yeah, I like taking some silverware now and then. Keeps everybody on their toes.
Tell us about your time with Rachel Ray.
Well, Rachel, she's a lot of fun, you know. And do y'all get that show down there?
Yes, it comes up on the Food Channel.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did the Rachel Ray show, and I was just screwing with her and went like backstage before we did the show. I loaded every one of my pockets down and my socks and everything with like her prop silverware, and just was messing with her. You know, it was fun. We had a good time.
All right. Well, we're going to welcome you to good old NZ yet again next week. What's next for you? I mean, obviously you're doing a bit of a tour thing at the moment. Have you got any albums more? Any more albums coming our way?
Well, not for a while, because like you say, you know, I'm touring. So, you know, for probably the rest of this year, that's what I'm doing. I'm just working and playing concerts, and I'm having a great time doing it, and we're all so excited to come down here to New Zealand. It's really fun for us.
I was also reading in some of your history, and it was something that I didn't know until I started being nosy about you, is that you had a few songs on the When Harry Met Sally soundtrack.
Yeah, I did the whole soundtrack back in, when was that, 89, I think.
Was that quite a big thing for you?
Oh, yeah, that was kind of the thing that sort of got me started on a national level. I mean, prior to that, I had a couple of CDs out, but they weren't big sellers, you know. And then when I did that When Harry Met Sally, then you know, it sold quite a few records in a short amount of time.
Now, you're Harry Connick Jr. Harry Connick Sr., what sort of a guy's dad?
Oh, my dad's awesome. He's 83. He was the... I don't know what they call it there, but he was the district attorney of New Orleans, the DA, mm-hmm. for about 30 years. So he's a lawyer, and he's in great health. And,
does he sing?
And one of my closest friends. I mean, we talk to each other all the time, every day, pretty much. And, we just, you know, we have a great relationship.
Does he sing at all?
He likes to sing. He's always kind of sung for like a hobby. You know, he never really pursued it as a profession, but he does enjoy singing very much.
And he's never tried to sort of steal your thunder?
Oh, no. Even if he had, it'd be great. I mean, he's a great guy, so whatever he wants, he can have.
Oh, Harry, it sounds like you've had a wonderful life, and long may it go on, and we really look forward to seeing you in New Zealand.
I can't wait. We're going to have a good time.